I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 24th. Retired Quincy Fire Chief Tom Gorman has died. Gorman died last Friday at home after an illness. He was 87. Gorman served as chief from 1991 to 2002. He joined the Quincy Fire Department in 1963, following in his father's footsteps. The senior Gorman served as chief from 1947 to 1967. Gorman was a lifelong resident of Quincy, graduated from Quincy High School in 1956, and earned a degree in fire science from Massasoit College. Gorman was also a U.S. Army veteran and worked as director of Quincy Emergency Management after his retirement for several years. Gorman was also a longtime member of the board of directors here at Quincy Access Television. Gorman is survived by his wife, two sons, three grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and many nieces and nephews. Visiting hours are Friday from 4 to 7 at St. Joseph's Church in Quincy Point, with a funeral Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy Center. Burial with military honors will be at St. Paul Cemetery in Hingham. Donations may be made to Boston Children's Hospital. There are two new officers on the Quincy Police Department. Alyssa Sayers and Joseph Canavan were sworn in yesterday during a ceremony at Quincy City Hall. Both are Quincy natives. Sayers previously was a officer in Abington, and Canavan was a previous Brookline police officer and corrections officer with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Both will now undergo training before beginning their duties in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch told the new officers they're joining at an exciting time because the new police station will be ready in about a year. Three police cruisers were damaged on Sunday when they were rammed by a man in a silver sedan who later led them on a chase. This happened at a parking lot in Weymouth, where police say they originally responded to a report about an erratic man at a laundromat in Lincoln Square. The caller says the man was hitting the washing machines and dryers and yelling profanities. He's been identified as 29-year-old Jeff Joza of Taunton, now faces 16 charges. According to the report, an officer made contact with Joza in the laundromat and noticed he was acting erratically. The report says Joza became increasingly agitated and eventually got into a gray Mercedes sedan and started crashing into police cruisers several times before fleeing. Drove onto Route 3 South and crashed into some woods where he was arrested. Faces 7 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Joseph's sister said he has schizophrenia and he disappeared 3 weeks ago. His court-appointed attorney says he has mental health issues. Not guilty pleas were entered on his behalf. Joseph is held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing on Thursday. A state police sergeant has to forfeit accrued vacation days after failing to reprimand embattled trooper Michael Proctor for text messages sent about the Karen Reed case. Sergeant Yuri Bukanek was ordered to forfeit 5 days of accrued leave following an internal affairs investigation. The discipline stems from Trooper Michael Proctor's testimony in the Karen Reed murder trial, where he sent a series of disparaging texts about Reed to his friends, family, and supervisors. Those texts were read aloud in court during her July trial, which ultimately ended in a mistrial. Proctor was the lead investigator in the murder investigation. Bukanek was his supervisor. Her lawyers contend Reed is the victim of a cover-up, saying O'Keefe was actually killed inside the home he was found in front of and then dragged outside and left for dead. Her retrial is tentatively scheduled for January of 2025. A Cohasset man recovering after being trapped Sunday in a pit filled with 8 feet of ocean water at the old Atlantica restaurant. The 43-year-old man, who works for the company that owns the building on Border Street, became trapped inside the construction site's kitchen area. The victim treaded water for more than 2 hours before he was able to get out of the pit. He was treated by Cohasset Fire paramedics and taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. During the investigation, officers found a large open pit inside a dark kitchen filled with ocean water. The pit was uncovered and unmarked. Occupational Safety and Health Administration is now investigating. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 61. The NASDAQ rose 25. And the S&P added 16. Stocks are higher in Asia. The dollar and the euro rose. And oil at $71 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 4-1 last night. The play again tonight at 7:07. National Weather Service forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, high 65. Tonight, 51 under cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 67. Showers around Thursday at a high 65 and partly sunny 68 on Friday. Marine forecast, 2 to 3 foot waves, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, high tide 5:13 p.m. Sunrise 6:33, sets at 6:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 24th.